As you may know, the moon is literally covered in pockmarks, each of which formed when it was struck by an asteroid millions or even billions of years ago.
Veto.
Sorry?
I veto this script. You're about to tell us how old the craters on the moon are and what they show us about the ancient past. I've heard this kind of thing a zillion times.
Fair enough. But do you know how young the youngest crater is?
How young the youngest crater is?
Come on, smarty pants. What's the answer?
I don't know. A million years?
Younger.
100,000 years?
Try 50.
What? There's a crater on the moon that's only 50 years old? That would mean it was formed in...
1953. Just by luck, an amateur astronomer living in Oklahoma was photographing the moon one night when, blammo, he caught on film the most recent known collision of an asteroid with a lunar surface. Scientists today estimate the explosion was on the order of 500,000 tons of TNT. The crater is about 200 feet deep, and the asteroid was probably about 66 feet wide.
Whoa, I thought asteroids crashing into the moon all happened millions of years ago.
Think again. Asteroids this size could hit the moon, or the Earth, as frequently as once every 10 years. It may well have happened on the moon again since then, only no one was watching.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Lisa Van Zee in astronomy. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.